The Cannes Film Festival in France is in full swing. Fresh Air's film critic Stephen Schiff has joined us from Cannes to give us an insider's perspective. Stephen, tell us a little bit about what Cannes looks like.
Well, Cannes is a very beautiful, slightly glitzy, slightly built-up resort town on the Riviera that becomes this maze of movie posters, tourists, insane-looking people. There's a man walking around on the beach now dressed up as the Toxic Avenger, and he's got with him this extremely voluptuous girl who's not very dressed. And there are people, there's a guy who has a, you know, Jesus is coming sign everywhere, and you can never tell whether he means a movie or the real thing. It really is absolutely like no place else in the world.
So have you spent all your time in darkened theaters? Here you are on the coast of southern France. And
and you know, the first con in recent memory that had good weather every day so far, and yet we do trudge into the darkened theaters and, you know, come out blinking at the sun and feeling a little stupid about, you know, feeling so... You wind up going to movies here that you wouldn't cross the street for back home, and sometimes you sort of wonder what it's all about.
What is the range of movies that you've seen, from the best to the worst?
There are amazing movies here because, you see, it's not just a competition. There's also the market. For instance, the company called Troma gets the best titles. For instance, this year they have a movie called Stuff Stephanie in the Incinerator, which I must admit to not having seen, and perhaps it's not even been made yet. Maybe they're just selling the title. The best movie I've seen so far is one by an Australian director making her first full-length feature. Her name is Jane Campion, and the movie is called Sweetie. I loved it. I saw it last night. The French booed and hissed. As I think they would have booed and hissed when they first saw Blue Velvet. It has that kind of grit, although it's a very different sort of movie.
I imagine that this gives you a chance to meet with your colleagues around the world. What is that like?
Well, it is fun because as different as our opinions and approaches are, we are all people who are very passionate about movies. On the other hand, you know, you see these press conferences and you get some very, very weird approaches to movies. The weirdest for me, of course, are the French. In fact, I wrote down a translation of what one guy asked Fred Skepsy, the director of A Cry in the Dark, which is that movie about Meryl Streep's child getting taken away by a dingo, a wild dog in Australia. This French critic asked, "Monsieur Skepsy, I would like to ask you a question about the way in which you portray the dingo. Now, in the history of cinema, and here one thinks above all of Rin Tin Tin and Lassie, the dog has been seen as a domesticated creature and at the same time as a narrative motor. Now, in your film, the dingo is portrayed as an embodiment of evil, but at the same time as a creature which represents the way in which Western man has destroyed the environment. And this, of course, belongs to the tradition of John Ford and his ambiguous relationship with the cowboy and the Indian, so that your film is part of the mythic movement in cinema."
Well, I guess it shows you there's a fine line between passion and lunacy.
Yes, exactly right.
Tell us a little bit about some of the shallow stuff. I mean, what are people wearing? Who have you seen? Is this a place where you can do some stargazing?
Well, it's not a great place for American movie stars. And a typical scene at Cannes is you see a huge, huge crowd, and they're gathered in front of what must be a movie star, and you try to stick your head in and you say, "Who's that star?" You get a name you never heard of. You say, "What films has the star been in?" You get names you never heard of. You say, "What country is the star from?" You get a name you never heard of. So it's a little like that.
Well, look, I hope, Stephen, you get outside, you get a little swimming in the Mediterranean and enjoy
I'm headed for my yacht right now.
Thanks a lot. Then Stephen Schiff is also a film critic for Vanity Fair and a contributing correspondent for West 57.